All right, good morning, everyone. We are in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, Seif Chet. Just a quick clarification, correction. After Shavuos, many or most Ashkenazim, I believe, they do say Tachanun, not Israchag, but the next 5 days. But again, it depends on your minhag. And if there's a chasana that's going to happen even before sunset, so in the shul where the chatan is in the morning, do they say nefilas apayim? Again, some say yes, some say no. Yal Katose, for example, he says you still say because the morning is too far away from mincha. But many are meikel. Okay, back to chet. In adam chashuv rashai lipol al panav. So a person who's an Adam Chashuv, Talmud Chacham, a big Talmud Chacham, he says Tachanun, but lo lipol al panav means you don't bow down, you don't, or perhaps even bend the face. Keshemit palel al hatzibur. The Mishnah Berurah says it's referring to kida and pish or pishut yadayim veraglayim. So that's what's not done. Ela imkein hu batuach she'ane kishua binun. Unless you know that you're going to be answered like Yeshua binun, because if you're not answered, it's a big, it's a chol Hashem. Okay. Haga v'chein asur l'chol adam lipol apana pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Nobody should do pishut yadayim v'raglayim. Afilu ein sham even maskit. Even if you're not on stone, okay. Let's keep reading. Aval im notek tzat al tzido, but if you lean to the side a little bit, so then mutar im ein sham even maskit. It's allowed if there's no even maskit, if there's no stone. The real main problem is if you're doing pishut yadayim v'raglayim, and if it's stone, a stone floor, not ceramic, but stone. But the custom is that even if it's a hard floor, Ramachmer, even if you're going down all the way. But if you're, we know that by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but we're not Machmer if it's not a hard floor. And if you're not doing Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, if you're just bending down to the side, no one's ever, we don't worry about that, obviously. Okay. V'chein yasu b'yom Kippur, k'shenofim al p'neim, and so too on Yom Kippur. Oh, yotzi usham asadim, kedei lahafsik ben akarka, you put down grass or something on the floor to be mafsik between the hard floor and when you bow down, even if it's not stone floor. People, you can use anything. You can use your talis, you can use a paper towel, people bring towels, whatever you want. V'chen noagin, and that's the minhag. Okay. Tov. Kuf lamed bet, si'if aleph. The Targminan Kedushat Uval Etzion. We say the Kedusha in Uval Etzion in Aramaic. V'tzarich lizeher bo me'od le'omar v'chavana. And one should have great kavana. In other words, concentrate on what you're saying. Don't just rush through it without thinking. It says in the Gemara in Sota, Mishyom shechar beis hamigdash, that the world, since the destruction of the beis hamigdash, the world has a klala in it. And we're suffering. There's no day without a klala. And the only reason why the world is able to continue to be in existence is because, it says two things, Kedusha de Sidra, and because we say, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. So just realize how important they are. Le'inyan im hayachid omra. Now should a single person by himself say it? Dina kedin Kedusha de Shabiyotzer, has the same halacha by Kedusha de Yotzer, the same as here. Where it's called Kedusha de Sidra, and yes, the Yachid says it. It's better to say it with Tamei Hamikra, Kekori, like as if you're reading from the Torah. Uba Kedusha Shebetargum, Yachid Omra Veloshnaim. The Kedusha, the translation, the Targum translation of Kedusha. So a single person can say it, but you shouldn't have two people say it together, but tzibor ve'en la'omra b'kol ram, and it shouldn't be said out loud. But privately, it's not a problem to say it out loud. The makor for this is basically Beis Yosef b'shem the Zohar. It's not really understood, the reasoning behind it. It's not really brought anywhere else. And the Arizal was not makbid except for the Shaliach Tzibur. Now, I didn't see this recently, but I know I once heard that there's an Indian to say it quietly to show that it's not part of the actual Tanakh. It's just a Targum.
What's the point? Nobody today speaks Aramaic, and the only people can read it is a small group of scholars. You should probably say just the Greek or English.
Okay. Good question. Base. Asur la'adam latzeit mibeit ha'kneset kodem kedusha desidra. A person should not leave the shul until after Kedusha Desidra, until the Kedusha part of Uval Etzion. It's again, there's no serious Isser if you have to leave, but it's appropriate. It's a little bit of a bizoy to the Kedusha Desidra. Very good. Okay. Haga, v'omri machar siyum hatfila, aleinu l'shebeach me'umad, and then we say aleinu standing, and you should be careful to say it with kavana. Again, it's a very precious tefillah. It's brought down Shem Yarizal. We should say it for all three of the tefillot at the end. To Hashem, we don't bow down to other gods. So then, Yafsik Ma'at Kodem Shemar V'Anach Mekorim. So then you take a short little break, because that's talking about Avodah Zarah. But no, we are Korim, we bow down, and we bow down to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Period. Ve'omrim Kaddish Yatom Achar Aleinu. Now, we say Kaddish Yatom, that's the one that's more designated for an Ava, a mourner, a child of someone who's Niftar, or a relative. Achar, that's after Aleinu. Sfardim have it before Aleinu. Now, this Kaddish is really part of the tefillah. And it doesn't matter if you're a yatom or not a yatom. It doesn't matter. It should still be said. And so, the custom is we let a yatom say it, an orphan. But if there is none in the room, then the chazan should say it. On the condition that their parents are not makpid. Everyone has their meshagas in life, and everyone has their superstition for one thing or another, whether it makes sense or not. The Mishnah Berurah says you don't necessarily have to specifically ask your parents if they're makpid. You can just assuming you know your parents a little bit, then you could assume if they would care or not, or you could ask. Okay. Just to say a short, I'm going to say a real bridged version. It'll probably go out from Rav Yoel Rubinstein, a longer version of the story of the source of a child saying Kaddish. So just Bekitzur Nimratz, it's a story revolves around Rabbi Akiva. And the earlier sources that quote the story is from the Machzor Vitri, and it's also in the Zohar. Rabbi Akiva has found a person in the field. He was in black, and he was collecting wood, and he asked him what's going on, and he says, every day I'm a dead person, really, and every day they send me to collect pieces of wood to bring up to Gehenim, and they burn me in this wood that I collect. And that's why I look so black. And he's it's a tremendous suffering. And Rabbi Akiva asked him, so what did he do that was so bad? He says, I was a taxpayer, I stole money, I killed the poor. And Rabbi Akiva understood there's only one remedy, is for his son to daven for him. So he had to travel and travel, and it wasn't easy to figure out who the son was, but eventually he found him, and he taught him how to read, how to daven, give him a bris milah, and Rabbi Akiva davened that he should be able to be matzliach and learning how to daven. Eventually he was able to daven and say Baruch Hu and Kaddish. And it brought tremendous nachat ruach and broke the gzera of the father. And it's especially, the Machzor Vitri points out, it's especially important to start when when the gates of Gehenim open, Motzei Shabbos, that's when it's more mesugal to start saying Kaddish. happens to be Ashkenazim, I believe. They when it's a yahrzeit, they say it on the day of the yahrzeit. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but Sfarim generally, the general minhag is they start saying it from Motzei Shabbos. Whenever there's a yahrzeit in the week, they start saying Kaddish every day, starting that Motzei Shabbos until the yahrzeit hits. They include the day of yahrzeit and then they stop. So Ashkenazim have a chiyuv by Motzei Shabbos Shkoyach. If there's a yahrzeit during the week, but I don't think they continue for the rest the days in between for saying Kaddish. Okay, let's see. I'll just point out we're not doing a whole shiur on Kaddish and yahrzeit and minhagim, but I'll just point out that there's an interesting in the Bir Halacha, Chafetz Chaim wrote Kuntres Ma'amar Kaddishim, where he lists, you know, what we call a chiyuv. Really, it's a minhag, but we call it a chiyuv because it's important. Because the din is on the dead person, so the kaddish helps to protect him. And so he lists basically five periods saying kaddish and the kadima, and he gives a little some halachas or an order of what's more important one for the other. So there's the first 7 days, the 30 days, the 12 months. The day when you stop saying it at 12, 11 months, and then the yahrzeit every year. Okay, I think we'll continue. Just wanted to touch upon that. So we are on, let's see. Okay, so we are in the middle of the Ramah, on Kuf Lamed Bet. V'yesh lomar pitom hakataret, erev avoker acharet fila. So the Ramah says, one should say Pitom HaKetoret twice a day, morning and afternoon, based on the Arizal, the Sfarim say it, and others too, three times a day. And Omrim Techila En Kelokeinu, first we say En Kelokeinu, Omrim Shir HaLevim Hayu Omrim HaMikdash, Shacharit Lavad. And they only say Shir HaShirim in the morning time. So one reason why only in the mornings, the Mishnah Berurah points out, because sometimes they didn't say it in the afternoon. Why? Because sometimes they were running late, they didn't have time, and they would bring the Yain Nesach even in the nighttime, and you don't say Shira at nighttime. That's if they're running late from the Tamid of Ben Arbaim. Another possible reason, another reason is Alpi Kabbalah. There's no need to say it again in the afternoon. And also perhaps because of Tircha de Tzibura, we don't say Shir HaShirim in the afternoon. V'yesh shekartu l'zayar lomar pitom hakataret mitoch haktav. Some are makpi to say it from the written text, v'lo ba'al peh, not by heart. Mishum she'amira b'mkom haktar. Because saying it is as if you actually brought it. Because if you're an onus, so makshava nistarif l'maisa, and obviously dibor is better, so we say it, but we can't bring it. But it's as if the chayshinan were afraid, shema yedeleg, you might skip one of them, echad miyasimanim, one of the spices, one of the 11. And we know, the arminan, shu hayav mita im chisera, chat misamanea. Your chayav misa, death penalty, if you miss one of them. Now obviously that's only referring to if you actually bring the pitom hakataret on the mizbeach, and you're missing one of them, and you do it b'mezid. But the point is, because of that concept, therefore, it is an inyan to read it and make sure you don't skip one. And that's why many Ashkenazim don't say it during the week. They're in a big hurry, and you might, since you're in a hurry, you might mumble and miss one. And it's nice to say a pasuk on the way out and to daven towards the Beit Knesset as you leave. Kuf Lamed Gimel, b'Shabbat v'Yom Tov, ein omrim Baruchu achar Kaddish Batra. Shabbos and Yom Tov, people usually come more on time. Davening starts later. You have a chance to hear Baruchu during Kriya Satara. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, even though we always say Baruchu at the end of Tefillah, for those who missed the first Baruchu, we don't do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because there's no need. Everyone's there for sure by Kriya Satara. However, the minhag is to say it afterwards. Those who say it afterwards, to say it afterwards on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. Agav, Even in a place when there's a custom to say it during the week, because people weren't there during in the morning or early enough, they came late. So the Rama just parrots and agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Kuf Lamed Dalet. Okay, now we're getting into Kriyas HaTorah now. Okay, Si'if Aleph. Haga. Noagin Laharva B'Tachanunim V'Sheni V'Chamishi. It's appropriate to be Marba and Tachanunim specifically on Monday and Thursday, Yom Sheni Yom Chamishi. Ve'omrim V'Hu Racham Ve'omrim Oto B'Koram. And you say it out loud. V'im Lamrim Ma'uman. And if you didn't, and over. And it's important to say V'urachum standing, and that's the Takana, and if not, you are called a Poreitz Gader. Some say you're only a Poreitz Gader if you don't say it at all, but if you say it sitting, you're not. I'm not exactly sure what the Nafkamina is, but you do not want to be called a Poreitz Gader, as we mentioned several times, Allah Titgardu is extremely important. Even if one thinks they might not technically be violated, the Daraisa, it is a Daraisa concept. It's Ratzon Hashem. Okay. V'chen noagim la'omra me'umad. And so too, the custom is to say it standing, ava omrim to b'lachash. But we say it quietly. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, you can say it quietly, you can say it loudly, however you want to say, however gives you more kavana. Okay. And I'll just point out, this comes up sometimes, the Mishnah Berurah says, when you have two appropriate customs, it's quoted by everybody. It's quoted in the Gemara. I think it's Chulin Yirchet. I think Rav Yosef was the one who said it. There's a famous line, V'nahara, nahara, upshate. Whenever there's two acceptable customs, anyone can do either custom or follow. Really, you follow your own custom, and don't worry about it. Everything is good. There's no one right way to do it. And just the translation is nahara nahara means river river upshate, and it has its path, the way the water flows. Every river has its the way it flows. Just so you understand where it comes from and what it means. It's every river has its course, and you can't change it. Don't fight it. It's said when it's on two acceptable minhagim. Yom Chamishi, Yom Sheni, they're days of Yemei Ratzon. About to say that. And one place that we see that from, the Mishnah Berurah points out, from Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up for 40 days, and Hashem forgave us, so the day he went up and the day he came down were those 2 days. Okay. The Rama continues, "Umashenogim harba tachanunim b'sheni v'chamishi, mishum shehem yemei ratzon, v'lachei noagim gam keilit anot behem." And therefore, it's good to fast on those days so you can chaper ein when Hashem is more likely to listen and answer. Bet mar'eh penei ketivat sefer Torah la'am ha'omdim yemino v'lismolo. We do hagba and we show everyone the sefer Torah and the letters inside. Ma'ziro lefana v'la'acharav. And you turn and you go in all directions so that everyone can see. The Sfardim, I know at least the Sfardim are very makpid to turn always to your right. You're always turning your body to right, and they do a 360. Shemitzvah kol nashim v'nashim lirot hakatav v'lichroa. There's a mitzvah to actually see the letters, each letter, and to bow down. V'lomar v'zot haTorah. So there's famous psukim, you know, in Torah is Hashem Tamima. There is a custom. It's mentioned also to mention the Ben Ish Chai. When you look at the letters, you should look for a letter that starts with your name. So if my name is Yosef, I should look for a Yud. I don't know. That's what he writes. But there's an Indian to look at the letters and to see where it starts. Also, there's an Indian to point where it starts. Okay. And apparently, when you look at the letters, according to the Mekubalim, an aura of Kedusha comes out from the letters onto you. So you don't want to lose out. Haga. Right. And I think we're all familiar Sfardim and many Hasidim, they do Hagba before leaning, and generally Ashkenazim do it afterwards. Hagav, v'na'agu la'asot kena achar shekaru b'torah. So here, the Ramah says we have the minhag to do it afterwards. Gadlu, we all know he says the pasuk Gadlu, the Kal Omrim Romimu, and Avrachamim Hu Yirachem Al Amusim, Am Amusim, Yish Omrim Lomar Al Akoyit Kadal, another tefillah, Vechinodim Yom Tan Tov Vishabbat, and it's on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Yish Lachzik Atara Biamin, you should hold it on with your right arm, your right hand, Pishaola Rishon Likrot. And when the first aliyah goes up, Omrim Baruch Shanatan Torah. Okay, usually that's the coin. Alright, and we know Viminotecha Bekeni from Shir Ashirim, Shem hugs us with his right hand, Kaviyachal, and also the Torah was given with the right hand. Okay. Kuf Lamed Hey. Moving along. Hechon Sefer Torah. Just to point out, it's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and the Rambam, it's really from the Gemara and Megillah. Moshe was the one to be metaking Kriya Satara originally for Shabbos in the morning and Sheni and Chamishi. That's it. No other details, but that was the original, so that we shouldn't have 3 days B'Yomayim without any Torah. The Ezra, he's the one who added Shabbos Mincha, and he added that there should always be a minimum of 3 Aliyot and a minimum of 10 Psukim. Moshe also was Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. They say they should not be Yoshvi. Why did Ezra want it to be Kriya Satara Shabbos afternoon? So that people are not Yoshev Kronos. People are just sitting around in the corner. A couple explanations is because there are some people who won't have time during the week to make it to Minyan. So you want them to chop an extra chance. Another pshat is, there are people who are playing cards and sheshpesh or fooling around all afternoon. And this gets them to come to show. So that's another pshat. Okay. Let's start inside. Aleph. B'sheni v'chamishi v'shabbat b'mencha korin shlosha. So we read 3 aliyot. Then, ein pochatin mehen ve'en mosifin aliyam. We don't make less than 3 aliyot and we don't add more than 3 aliyot. Ve'en maftirin banavi. And there's no haftarah. Hagav. V'im ayu shnei chatanim b'beit ha-knesset v'im Yisraelim. What happens if you have 2 chatanim and they both want to get an aliyah and they're both Yisraelim? So then the Rama writes, mutar lehosif likrot arba'a. You're allowed to add an extra aliyah. Dilididhu havi ki yom tov shemutar lehosif. Right? We're all familiar with the Mishnah in Megillah, where it says you can't be Mosif except for those 3, but you are Mosif when it's Yom Tov and Shabbos. So the Mordechai writes, well, for him it's like a Yom Tov. So for him we are allowed to add. I believe that's not the minhag, and it's not done, but that is Mikar Halacha, at least according to the according to the Rama.
You said if they want them, they are chiyuv for an aliyah.
Chiyuv is a strong word. We often use the word chiyuv, like for saying Kaddish. Chiyuv is usually not a chiyuv, but it's like, he has the first dibs, he has the rights. And it's a kavod that's magia, to a certain extent, magia lo, but there's no obligation, as far as I know. Venira, dehu hadin lishnei ba'alei brit, also you have 2 ba'alei brit, the yom tov shalahem, if for them it's a yom tov, right, they're having a milah that day. Continue. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out the chiyuv on Sheni and Chamishi, or Shabbos really, is all day long. So if you missed it in the morning, you do have all day to make it up. Separate topic, I don't know, I'm assuming we'll get into it, is Kriya Satara chiyuv on the Tzibur or the Yachid. So it's a machloket, and but anyways, I think usually we assume, most assume it's on the tzibur. But anyway, so if there's a tzibur that wasn't able to do it in the morning, they can still make it up in the afternoon. Okay. Bet. Makom shemafsikim b'shabbat shacharit, sham korim b'mincha b'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbat haba'a. In other words, wherever parsha you finish in the morning on Shabbos, you continue starting with the next parsha of next week. Right? We all know that. Haga, afilu bitlu Shabbat achad kriyat parsha tzibur l'Shabbat haba koyin otar parsha im parsha ashayechad l'otar Shabbat. Even if you missed, let's say the tzibur missed the kriyas Torah one morning, the Aron was locked and they couldn't open it up, there was no Sefer Torah, whatever the reason was, they're traveling, there's a minyan that didn't read the previous week, so now they're going to read the next week, they're going to read the next week double. Last week's Parsha and the next week's Parsha. But I believe he's saying, well, what do you read in the middle of the week when you miss? So you read what everyone in the world is doing the upcoming week. Right? If today, last week was Vayera, but there was no Kriyas HaTorah in Yerushal. And next week is Chayisara. So during the week, in between, you still read the beginning of Chayisara. Now, there are different dinim or variations, and it's all pretty much a little bit of a machloket. What happens if there's two parshas? What happens if you miss three parshas in a row? How to make it up? So, we'll continue. And you go after Rov at Sibor. If Rov at Sibor didn't lane one Shabbos morning, so then the next week you repeat it. But for one individual, we don't. Right? The Tzibur aren't Nigrarian, don't follow the individuals. The individual follows the Tzibur, and the Yachid should just read it himself at home. But the Tzibur is allowed to be Mochel and read the whole extra Parsha. It's done sometimes. In particular, if the rabbi, I know it was done by Rav Avad Yosef, it was done by Rav Chaim Eisenstein. If the rabbi of the shul missed, the whole tzibur laying the whole parsha for him. So that's Ran Gimel. Kohen Kori B'Torah Rishon. You know what? I think we'll stop right here. We'll stop because we're going to quickly. It all goes together. It's all about Kohanim. And then it'll go quick.